It's another great weekend right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
...866-821-8255 is the number. 866-821-TALK. That's a toll-free call nationwide in this nation. We're talking about... spent some time, I don't even remember why, last week talking about SnackJap and interesting kind of update in regards to Apple in a relationship with the former... with SnackJap and Apple's former... Senior Vice President of iOS, a guy by the name of Scott Forstall, has been hired by SnackJap as a consultant. Interesting. I don't know. The impression is it's kind of supposed to be a secret, but not really, because it was confirmed by SnackJap that they had cut a deal with him. But it was uncovered in WikiLeaks, which makes me think it wasn't supposed to be uncovered, right? I mean, you don't leak something that's already public knowledge, do you? emails revealed that about 0.11% of SnackJap stock has been reserved for Scott Forstall in exchange for his consulting services. SnackJap did confirm indirectly this fact. And they also commented that they have a lot of advisors on their payroll. You know, it's interesting. They're being kind of wiggly about it. I don't know what it means. I don't know why they would want to hide it. But it's interesting. Like a lot of high-tech companies, they offer stock options to their senior executives. A lot of Microsoft and Apple multimillionaires, you know, started 30 years ago in the company and, you know, sweeping the floor in the lunchroom.
It's true.
And, you know, 10 years later, they were multimillionaires.
Oh,
and
by the way,
ever since, you know.
And on a related topic.
Yes.
You might want to, I'm saying this just quietly so only you can hear. You might want to go ahead and get a hold of that domain name. What that you're saying right now? You might want to go ahead and grab it because I don't see anything out there right now that has that name.
You looked it up real quick. Did you do a who is?
I'm telling you. No, actually, I need to do a who
just
is.
Just Google it.
Yeah, let me do it real quick. I'll double check because you know what? Because I'm thinking the opportunities and the potential for that is
if nothing else than just to get the real company name to buy it so you'll stop saying it. Maybe that 866-821-8255 866-821-TALK. Well, there's no question that SnackJap is very serious about their business and getting top-notch people. They've got, you know, former Apple folks, former Google folks, you know, people that have really built monstrous businesses. and they're trying to do the same thing, and they are. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. You know, I want to tell you briefly one of the things that's happening with me personally here. Years ago now, I took a pledge just to see if it would work to use some form of Linux on my daily use laptop and manage my life and business as I had been for years using primarily Microsoft products, some Apple products, primarily Microsoft, and just to see what would happen. Would it work? Would it drive me insane? I became a big fan of Linux. There's a lot of different flavors that are very good. And almost exclusively ever since I've been on the Linux platform. But I'll tell you what I've done this last week. It's an interesting change, sort of out of the blue. Is I've gone back to Microsoft.
What?
And it isn't because Linux didn't work. Although there were some negatives about Linux that I'll tell you about. But it had mostly to do, well, and this was the negative about Linux. And, you know, and it's funny, you talk to Linux. Here's the thing I try to do is not be a fanboy of anybody. Because it just warps your perception, and you'll make excuses, and you'll be blind to things that are really important. And I can't do that to you guys. I have to be very skeptical of everything, whether it's Microsoft, Apple, Google, Linux, whatever. And I hope I do a good job at it. I try awfully hard. But while Linux has a pretty good breadth of applications, I mean, there's literally tens of thousands of Linux apps out there. And some of them are incredibly good. Some of them even better what's available on Apple and Microsoft. Many of, for me, the important ones, just not quite as good. And it's the uneven quality of those apps that really decided me to move. That and the promise of Windows 10. And again, it's a little premature. I'm not going to say that Windows 10 is awesome yet because Windows 10 isn't out yet. But what is out looks very, very promising. And I'll tell you something. You know, as bad as Windows 8 and 8.1 are, they run as good or better than Linux does on an underpowered machine. So when you've got a hot rod, man, you've got a lot of good stuff going on there.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
Wasn't really planning to make this the Microsoft update, but we can do it.
You were just praising Bill so much there.
Yeah.
And the Microsoft team.
Yeah.
But I had to put it.
Well, it's you talk about praising somebody. If I'm going to really praise anybody, well, it's two things. If I were using Windows 7, I wouldn't have switched on my low-powered laptop. When I do testing, I try to do testing on a machine that's borderline for whatever I'm testing, because that tends to expose weaknesses better. If you've got a real high-powered machine, and most people do the opposite. They get the best machine they can get their hands on, and then they run their tests on that. Well, the problem with that is that sometimes the power of the machine... it covers up. It masks weaknesses in an application or an OS. And I don't use machines that are you know, purposely to try to break the OS, that are purposely underpowered, purposely misconfigured. I mean, that wouldn't be honest either. I just make sure that when I'm running my tests, I'm doing it on a machine, it's borderline. Technically, it meets the system requirements, but not much margin. And in that environment, Windows 8 and 8.1 and Windows 10 so far run as well or better in terms of responsiveness and snappiness on a machine like that as Linux. And admittedly, there are different flavors of Linux, and some of them run better than others on machines like that. But, you know, I mean, there's a million potential variables. You can't possibly address every single one. But in general, very, very, very responsive in Windows 8. And that's always one of the primary things for me. It's got to work, and it's got to feel snappy doing it. If it's really cool, but it doesn't work consistently, that kind of makes up for a lot of potential goodness. If it works very reliably, but is just like running like molasses, that makes that hurts it a lot. And Windows 8, Windows 8.1, Windows 10, in terms of snappiness, very good. The other thing is, Intellect from Chaos Software. It has always been one of my favorites.
That's true.
Listen, Chaos Software has been one of my favorites since when they were called Ibister Software in the early 90s.
That's true. Yeah, we still have their ads on the show.
I love Time and Chaos.
So I wasn't
Intellect listening,
but when were you going to go back? Have you done it already?
Oh, no, I've done it.
Yeah.
I'm on it now.
Oh, wow, this is
a big deal. And we're going to talk about some more details about this after the top of the hour break here. Second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason coming up. I want to invite you to stay tuned. We'll get into the details of Windows OS's and some of the benefits right after this.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.